essentials.
Aye, a double bed and a telly.
They were saving 15 bob a week, you know, in the building society.
And we've decided not to have children for a few years so that she can keep her job on.
Very satirical.
Wait till it's atmosphere.
Not yet, mate, not yet. 30's the best age.
Yeah, I'm getting married when I'm 31. September. Say, September the 10th, 1977.
Oh, you're not, are you? I've been to do something that day.
Listen, you stay single. You know what marriage is, don't you? It's giving half your food away to get the other half cooked.
No, no. I look forward to the day that these two take the plunge. It's only natural. Settling down, setting up home. I might even do it myself.
No!
You never know. I might surprise the whole factory.
Do a Lord Boothby.
Have you got anyone? Have you got anyone in mind, like?
Well, there's that little widow's pork shop. I went in the other day for some peas pudding. I usually get some on Friday because I like some with the bacon on a Saturday morning.
Well, come on, man, get on with the sexy bit.
Well, there was no one in there, you see.
Uh-huh.
So she passes it up, like, and instead of just handing it over the counter, she comes round, through the hatch, right up to it, and then... Throw the hood off. Right, I'm away. Evening.
Gone in a flash.
We'll never know what happened now.
Oh, we'll read about it in the Sunday papers, man. The widow and the pensioner. Passion in the pork shop.
Anyhow, I'm off and off. I wish you luck tonight. Hope your bath was worth it.
Of course, Bob's taking someone. Can't keep taking somebody to a party. That's what happens when you go steady.
Oh, that's still on, is it? You and Selma?
Well, she's not me steady. Get away. Listen, mate, you'll be sharing Christmas cards next year from Bob and Selma.
Well, it halves the cost. That's why I got married.
That's not what I heard.
Hello, Jack.
Hey, what are you going to wear?
Well, just me casual, I think. I suppose you and Selma are going to go with a cowbell around your neck and flowers in your hair.
So? What have you got against the flower people? There's nothing wrong with trying to spread a bit of love around.
Well, there is when you're spreading it over Thelma Chambers. Still, it should be a good deal, though. What with his dad running an off-license?
Oh, I'm laying off the liquor tonight.
Well, I've heard that before and all. That's what you said the night you did a striptease at the bus terminal.
Breathy. I've woken you 3 times.
Oh, God. Oh, down, ma'am.
Hey, there's somebody down there. It's that friend of yours, Blakey.
Oh, what does he want?
Don't ask me. Oh, Bob, look at your best suit. Come on, son, you're ever so late.
I know. Oh. What do you want, Blakey?
I just popped round to offer me congratulations.
I wonder what he means by that.
Well, it's a good party, then.
Yeah, I think it must have been.
Yes, I think it was, too. What's this billiard cue doing in your bed?
Oh, I don't know.
Did you get Selma home all right?
Eh? Yeah, I suppose I must have done.
Well, come on, love. I've got to be off myself. I've had no breakfast ready for you.
Oh, I don't want any breakfast, Mum. I don't want any breakfast.
No, you're not going out on an empty stomach.
How much do you want to bet?
Oh, by the way, what's that lad's name on the new crown?
Oh, young Percy, you mean?
Yes, young Percy. Well, he said to tell you all the very best from him and Frank.
What's he on about?
Don't ask me, love. Come on now, it's your favourite, peas, pudding and bacon.
Oh, no.
Tea break.
All right.
Nearly done at dinner, so.
Oh, they'll be here. In the long good time.
Well, at least Bob's got next to you.
Come on, I'm going to get some fags.
I'll come with you.
Bye, that's timing. Do you hear the kettle boiling?
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late, Jack. I'm sorry.
Good lad. Oh. Good lad.
What's up with him? I've won the pool. Look, I can't help being late, Jack, on his
job. All right, Bob. Not every day, eh?
You what?
I'm very glad for you.
Look, stop packing me. Do you mind? I'm not a cocker spaniel. What are you on about?
Oh, it's like that this morning, is it? We understand, eh, Cluffy? We just offer some fags. Be back in a minute.
Aye. We'll bring you back a nice strong cup of tea. Drink your health.
Good morning, Jack.
Oh, easy, you know. Well, it's very nice of you to lend us a hand.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jack.
Well, I suppose we'll have to let you off this one. Come on, Cluffy.
Yeah, that was very nice of him. Have you just got a hair now?
Aye.
Oh, it was a good party, though, but Oh, I couldn't get up this morning. I just couldn't go.
Hey, look, listen, about last night...
Oh, what a do, though. Stacks of liquor. Anything happened after I left?
Did you leave?
Yeah, of course I did.
Why?
Well, I wanted to get her away. Who? Frieda, man. Frieda Thorogood. Don't you remember?
Oh, you tapped her up, did you?
Well, you know I did. She was being very nice to me last night when I had it all worked out. I reckon she just about had the right amount of drink to make her, well, you know, matey. So I thought, if we leave then, because I knew her folks were away, I'd just be timing it right.
What happened?
She passed out halfway down Rotten Track.
Hey, heck, I think I must have passed out too.
Honest?
Yeah. I don't remember you leaving. I mean, I remember taking Thelma for a drink beforehand and then getting to the party. Yeah. And I was dancing, I remember that.
Well, I remember you dancing. You looked like a performing bear.
Look, I didn't do anything stupid, did I? I mean, I wasn't ill or anything.
Well, not as far as I know. Why?
Well, everybody's been acting so queer today.
Well, do what I always do.
What's that?
Apologize. Go round to the Clarksons and apologize. I always do. Every party I'm ever invited to, I go around the next day and apologize.
What for?
Well, the chances are I've upset somebody. And if I haven't, there's nothing to lose, is there?
Well, I don't think I've upset anyone. In fact, they've all been very nice, like Jack just now.
Well, there's something strange going on. Oh, what do you want, Blakey?
Oh, Bob, Jim Hardcastle says all the very best. He'll see you after for a drink.
Thanks a bunch. Oh, you see, that's what I mean. That's been going on ever since I got up. You think I've been made works manager here, then, too?
Well, I don't know what they're on about.
Look, find out first, will you? Just go and ask someone, anyone, what I'm supposed to have done. I can hardly go and ask myself, can I?
Right, yeah. I'm dying to know and all. Hang on.
Hey, up. What's this? Drinks on you tonight from Geordie and the lads in maintenance. Health tea. Look, there's a message here from Geordie Tebbit now.
Yes, well, it is a bit of an event.
I'm not works manager, am I?
Oh, no, no. No, no, nothing like that.
Oh, come on.
Congratulations, oh, mate.
Look, don't mess about.
Oh, the very best, Robert.
What have I done, then?
You're engaged. You see, when you said you didn't remember, I didn't believe you at first. I mean, everybody's always saying they don't remember when what they mean is they don't want to. Don't you put it?
No, do you mind?
Very good today.
Well, it gets me. Everyone in this old flaming factory seems to know exactly what I did last night except me.
Well, I pieced together what I can from what they told me. You definitely stood on the sideboard and announced your engagement to everybody there and said that you were going to get married at the earliest possible date.
The sideboard?
Yes, and then you put the ring on Thelma's finger.
Yeah, that's a bit I don't understand. I mean, the ring, I mean, I don't carry one around with me. Where did it come from?
Well, I expect somebody loaned it to you. Apparently, there was some sort of a mock ceremony.
Oh, no.
And she's always been dead keen on you. She was serious last night. From what I hear, she knew exactly what was going on.
Can't understand it. I just can't understand it.
Well, don't get all upset about it, man. I mean, it's embarrassing, I know, but you're not going through with it. Are you?
Well, no. But it might not be all that easy.
You'll just have to tell her, break it off, ask her for the ring back, and then give it back to whoever gave it to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, after all, she's not much cop, is she? Fancy being lumbered with her. Dear me. If you're going to get married, you could do a lot better than that.
Anyone seen Bob Parrish?
Over here, Elsie.
What's up?
You're wanted on the telephone.
Me?
Yes, you. And you know you're not supposed to get called here, so would you mind telling the young lady not to do it in future?
Young lady?
That's it. Thelma, I think she said. In the office.
It's Thelma. Oh, hell.
I know. The old factory knows.
Well, I can't take it. Not just yet. You take it.
Me?
Yes, go on. Please. Just say I'm doing a job or something and just find out what she wants.
I haven't finished my ginger sponge.
I'll come with you.
Oh, big deal.
There you are. Met it sharp.
Go on. Hello.
I thought it was for you.
It is. No, it's, Terry here. Terry Collier.
What, he, your road manager?
Shut up. No, well, you see, he's on the job at the moment. I mean, he's working. on a job outside.
That's not what she wants.
Yes, shut up, man, shut up. No, I don't think he'll be back till late. Last night. Oh, no, he hasn't said much to me yet. Yes, one or two people do seem to know something about it. Congratulations, Thelma.
Are you rotten?
Shut up, shut up.
Aren't you going to talk to
her? Look, I shut up the pair of you. Yes. Urgently. Yeah, right, I'll tell him. Soon as possible. Right, hello.
What
did
she say?
She said, Elsie, do you mind?
Oh, none of my business, I'm sure. Your sex life doesn't interest me in the least.
Well, what did she say? Well, she sounded a bit upset.
Well, of course she's upset to ring me up at work. What did she say?
She said she's got to talk to you. It's urgent. She must see you as soon as possible.
What does she mean by that?
Don't ask me, mate. You tell us.
It's obvious what she means. You rotten thing.
What's up with you?
Don't give me that foot, it wouldn't melt me. You rotten thing.
Oh, why don't you crawl back into your cabinet pudding? Come on.
Yeah, well, let's slip off quietly.
Like you are.
Men, you're all in pain. It's always the woman in pain.
By the cringe.
Oh, it's you. Well, what are you doing behind the sofa? What do you think you are, the fugitive? Well, you never know. Your Audrey might bring her back here.
Audrey works on Saturdays, you nit. You're mad staying in here. It's a lovely day outside. You want to take advantage of it. It's unhealthy stuck indoors.
Where have you been?
Playing snooker.
Since 11...
Since 11 o'clock.
Well, you'll not get sunstroke in the billiard hall.
Well, I walk back. Where's your mum and dad?
Oh, they've gone to your Linda's. Your mum left you these sandwiches.
Oh, great. And when are you going home, then?
I can't go home.
She might be there. So you've moved in for good, have you?
No, it's not that, but...
Look, man, you're only delaying the issue. You dodged her all yesterday. You've got to have it out sometime.
I just want time to think. Find out what she's up to. She's been hounding me. She was ringing our neighbours last night. Anyway, it's not just her I'm avoiding. It's everyone else now. That engagement business was bad enough, but when Elsie started hurling her stupid accusations around, well, it all got, well, ridiculous. I mean, you saw what happened in the pay queue yesterday. And last night at the club. I'll tell you one thing this has taught me. People's attitudes. It's all sympathy on the surface. Hard luck, Bob. Everyone wants to help you. Underneath, they're all very amused by the whole rotten situation.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, mate.
Oh, look at you. You're just like all the rest. Look at that stupid grin on your face.
Who's grinning?
You are, but it's the talk of the billiard hall.
I wouldn't discuss something like this. Look, you know me, mate. I wouldn't mention this to anybody.
Not half you wouldn't. Sitting there feeding your face. You don't care either.
Oh, look, Bob, of course I do. I do care. I mean, that engagement business, well, it was a bit of a laugh. But I mean, this other thing. I mean, this rumour. I mean, believe me, I know it's a load of nonsense. Isn't it?
Well, of course it is.
Well, that's what I told everybody.
Yeah, you rotten...
Hey, who's that? Who's that? Go and see, man.
Is that your mate in there?
It's only our Audrey.
Oh, you're always up here till the end of the war, are you?
What do you mean?
Well, no one can find you and everyone's looking.
Who's looking?
Well, that poor girl is for one, Selma. She's rung me twice today at the salon.
Oh, what did she say?
She hasn't got time to talk to her. You know what it's like on a Saturday. But she wants to see you urgently, I know that. So you can just sit put till she comes.
Here? She's coming here?
Yeah, she needed someone to talk to. So I told her to come round.
Oh, you're all running things now, are you? The welfare officer.
You still need a welfare officer. I'm surprised at you, Bob Ferris. Him, I wouldn't have turned a hair.
Oh, charming. Buttons of jam.
Oh, so you've made up your mind, have you? I see.
Well, it's just nothing to be ashamed of. Why are you hiding from her?
I just want to know what she's up to. I just need time to think.
Think? It's time for talking now. We've had enough of this undercover stuff. I thought that was Danger Man here.
Don't look at me. I agree with you. We ought to see her. That's what I've been telling him.
Right. Yeah, well, she's due any minute, straight from the shop. Will you see her or not? You're only running away from yourself, you know, Bob.
I'll see her. Well, I'll see her. I'll see her. Won't we?
We?
Well, that's her now. I'll go and get her. Hello, Thelma. Come in, love.
Oh, hello, Archer.
Look, I'm just going for a drink first. Come on, come on. We'll get out of that way.
All right. Oh, hang on. I'm going to have a seat, Jake.
Oh, come on. Oh.
The Saint Lou, I've got a surprise for you.
In here?
Yeah. I won't come in. I'm sure you'd rather be left alone.
Roger?
Yes?
That's Bradscope. Has he been here?
Yes, he has. And he's coming back. Especially to see you, Cook.
Oh, I am glad. You see, it's terribly important. I hope you didn't mind me ringing you at work.
Oh, no, no. Is there anything I can do to help?
Well, I was desperate. I had to get in touch with him somehow, and I thought he might have been here.
Oh, you poor kid. Oh, that Bob.
Oh, no. You mustn't blame him. I blame myself entirely. After all, it was me who led Bob on.
Oh,
all I want to do now is to make sure that he isn't hurt. Because I know how kind and considerate he is, and how he feels about me.
I know exactly what I'm going to do. I'll just say to her, straight to her face, look, Thelma Chambers, get off my back.
Good lad.
Just leave me alone. Finish. I don't know what you're after, but you're not having it. From me. That's what I'll say. Something like that. Cheers.
Cheers. Good lad.
Two more ready. Doubles.
That's just what she deserves. You tell her that. Show us you can't pull anything over on us, then. What are you looking at me like that for?
You don't like her, do you? You've never liked her.
What do you mean?
You were rude about her only the other day.
I wasn't rude.
Oh, yes, you were. I'll tell you one thing. If you were going to get married, you could do a lot worse than her.
Oh, I agree, I agree. I mean, she's got a grand sense of humour.
She has.
And she's always very well mannered.
Very.
And I mean, that counts a lot today. Oh, yes. She's a cunning little girl, is Thelma.
True.
And after all, Bob, you do like her, don't you?
Not very much.
Oh. Well, look, it's easier then, isn't it? You just go and tell her. I don't understand you sometimes. Well, are you going round, then?
Yes, I am, right now.
Well, it's the best thing, man. I'll wait here.
Please yourself. I'm going now. Now, just tell her, off my back. You know what you're after, but I'm not having any of it. From you. That's what I'll tell her. No messing.
Good lad.
You tell her.
Ah!
Have another sherry, love. We need it. I'm sure you won't be long now.
Oh, yes, I will, Lord, if you don't mind, Pa.
This has been the worst bit of it these last 2 days. The waiting. Trying to see him to get things settled.
Oh, if only I hadn't been so rash.
Oh, that'll be him now.
Well, I'm assuming.
Now, there, now, don't worry.
What am I going to
say? Now, don't be silly. We've been through all this. You'll just have to tell him straight.
Come on through. He's in here.
It's him. I'll wait in the kitchen.
You know, Bob, Audrey. How do you think he'll take?
Oh, I'm sure he'll be sensible, Thelma. I mean, I know Bob well enough. He'll take it in his usual quiet way.
It wasn't me.
Pardon?
I don't know what went on at that party. In any case, I don't make enough money. I've only just finished my apprenticeship, and then there's a question of a flat. We'd have to find a flat. In any case, I don't know what happened on Thursday.
On Thursday, Bob. I feel awful about it.
Do you?
Well, in front of all those people, I really had too much to drink. So you were ashamed of me.
Oh, everyone gets like that now and again.
You know, I don't remember. How did you get me home?
Oh, I managed.
Bob?
Yes?
You know I've always been very fond of you, don't you?
What? Oh, yes.
And I know you've always cared for me.
Oh, yes.
Well, ever since we were at school, really. It was on that trip. Do you remember?
Yes, yes, yes.
This isn't easy, Bob. You see, I've got something awful to tell you.
Yes.
I mean, I think we both got carried away.
Did we?
engaged.
Didn't you?
Oh, Bobby. There's another.
Is there?
Dougie. Big Dougie. You might know him.
No, I don't think so.
Well, you see, we've had an understanding for a long time now, and yesterday he came back from sea. Oh, I knew I should have told you.
Oh, yes, well, that's all right. Congratulations.
Please don't be hurt, Bobby. You'll find another.
Perhaps.
Oh, you will, you will. You'll see.
Only time will tell.
I'm sure you will. Time's a great healer.
Well, I hope you'll both be very happy. She's a very lucky fellow, I know that.
Oh, Bobby, thank you for taking it so well. Try not to be too hurt.
I'll try.
Thank you. Oh, Bob, one more thing. The ring. I must give you back the ring.
Oh, yes, you'd better.
Oh, Dick. Yes. Oh, yes. It's all settled. Oh, good.
Well, I must be off, so, it's... Goodbye, Thelma.
Goodbye, Bobby. I'm sorry I thought what he did about you, Bob.
That's all right, Audrey. Perhaps this will stop everyone gossiping in this town in future. cheers, mate.
Cheers.
Anyhow, this mate of mine, you know, he's the type that always takes things too seriously. He gets too involved. I mean, I've known him for years, and this is just typical.
Well, do you think she's, you know...
Well, I don't know. I don't think it was him if she is. Anyhow, he's definitely engaged and not bad enough. He was more than that.
Brilliant, you.
So they tell me. And she was as tight as a tick by all accounts.
What's she like?
Oh, man. Thick. Nothing here, you know, nothing upstairs. Oh, I'm going to... I don't know why he bothered with her in the first place.
Well, what do you reckon he'll do? Here, do you want another one?
What? Oh, cheers, mate. Oh, I don't know. By now, he's probably buying his trousseau.
Goodbye, Steve.
But it's been all over the town, you know. The lines at work, I work with him, you see.
Right.
I mean, they'll never let him forget it. I mean, you know how people go on. Of course, I mean, this is just between ourselves. I don't want to spread it around.
No, no, of course not.
Because, I mean, you don't talk about your mate behind his back, do you? I mean, it's not... Oh, that's it, isn't it? Hey, what happened there?
Let's have a drink.
Is this the one?
Aye, that's him. What do you want then, Bob? A beer?
No, I'm getting them in. Fine.
Oh, cheers, mate.
I'll go and get them. You could sit here all night waiting for some service.
Well, come on then.
It's all right.
It's all right. You know what she wanted to tell us? She's got another bloke.
What?
She wanted to break off the engagement. My fiancé wanted to break off the engagement.
Never.
True, that's all there was to it.
Well, there was this other bloke.
Then. I don't know. Some twit called Dougie. Big Dougie. I don't know. I've even got the ring back. Wonder who it is?
Yeah, you'll need this. He's been telling me all about it.
Oh, he has, has he?
Well, there's no harm done.
Is that all she said?
No. The funny thing is, she thought that I would be upset because she was finishing with me.
I told you she was sick. Oh, dear.
She's got funny knees and all.
Yes, well, knees or no knees, the engagement between Mr. Robert Ferris and Miss Thelma Chambers is off.
Well, I'll drink to that. Cheers. I'm sorry, this is Bob.
And I'm Dougie. People call me Big Dougie.
James Solomon and Rodney Bewes appear as Terry and Bob, the likely lads. In today's story, The Talk of the Town, Jack was played by Donald McKillop, John Henderson was played Tuffy, Sheila Fern was Audrey, and Mrs. Ferris was played by Kathleen Helm. The well-known Thelma Chambers was Susan Jensen, and Elsie in the Canteen was Madeline Mills. And the voices of three different men all belong to Douglas Hankin, while 6'6" Michael Kilgariff played Big Dougie. Who else? The Likely Lads is written by Dick Clement and Ian LaFournée. The program is produced by John Bowles.